Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Tomorrow's Black Friday, or if you listen to the ads on the radio, today is also Black Friday, it seems. But shoppers around the country will be logging on to get themselves some deals. But how many times have you actually thought about why you're queuing to get onto a website or tossing those roller skates you definitely do not need, Sheila, into your basket? Sarah Strange is a lecturer in marketing at TU Dublin. She's with us this morning to look at the psychology of shopping. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Dave. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Thanks for coming on and chatting to us. Let's talk about Black Friday, first of all. Where does Black Friday come from? I mean, we all kind of accept it now that it's just a thing, but it's like, you know, where are its origins?
For sure. It's definitely something that's part of the Irish landscape now, whether we realize it or accept it or not. But it's traditionally considered a US event. It's characterized by these really supposedly heavy discounted items, and it's one of the most valuable days for US retailers. But it only surfaced in the Irish context in the last 5 years or so. And it's received a lot of attention from both retailers and consumers alike. And it probably comes from the place that we as consumers just love to shop, especially at Christmas time. So it's probably taken off in the Irish environment simply because we love to shop. So retailers are just using simple devices and tools to make their products stand out from their competitors more than anything.
Yeah, but so I suppose there's criticism often thrown at card companies, you know, for kind of inventing reasons for people to buy cards, be it Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day, whatever they've decided it is, you know, this time around. But at the end of the day, that's a retailer's job, is to create some kind of event for you to go and visit their store, whether it's in person or online, right?
Exactly. And we just love being part of these events as consumers. And there's loads of research done on it. And we look at it from the perspective of consumption rituals, almost. People are drawn to these rituals. And Black Friday is a great example of how this new ritual just takes hold in culture, even without, you know, following Thanksgiving as what's outlined in America, I guess. So we love queuing outside the shops for special offers. We love feeling as though we've beaten the crowds and literally elbowing people out of our way to grab, you know, a duvet set or something that we didn't particularly need. And I suppose in a year like we've had now, where we haven't been able to be part of anything, Black Friday might be even more alluring to even more people than ever before, because it is a spectacle and it is an event. And retailers have had a really tough job this year in making their sales, I suppose. So they've spent a lot of time in the anticipation of Black Friday, having loads of really alluring advertisements. So they prepare us for the idea of Black Friday, and they kind of seduce us in equal measure. So if you couple that idea with the scarcity of product, you're going to find that you buy a lot more than you planned, or maybe act in a way that you normally wouldn't do.
Hashtag guilty of that. Okay, so then let's talk about then, you know, like some of the strategies that stores will use, because obviously today and tomorrow and the next weekend are the kind of ones where we will find ourselves on websites. So, you know, what type of, I won't call them tricks, but what kind of strategies do retailers use to draw you in?
For sure. So there are a couple of things that we need to be aware of. I think one of the main things is the idea of the loss leader. The loss leader is a product which is sold kind of at or below cost price. And you're going to see these on aisle ends in supermarkets, in whatever shops you're in. They're going to feature as really prominent banner promotions online, and generally as part of Black Friday advertisements. They serve a really, really important function for retailers. So, and from a marketing perspective, these are the headline deals. They're just trying to get you into the shop. So it's the cut price TV or the €99 smartphone.
Yeah.
So they're taking a financial hit there to get you to buy other things.
Yeah, because the margins on electronics in particular are on, certainly on the ones that are most widely consumed, they're not very large. So are there actual bargains to be had, or are these loss leaders the only ones that are really good value, and then we end up kind of going in for the loss leader and paying almost full price for everything else?
Unfortunately, it does seem as though that is the case. The loss leaders are what brings us into the shop, and the rest of your shopping trip is highly orchestrated. The retailer knows that they've only got a few of these TVs that they can afford to sell at below cost price. So they're going to give you other offers, but they're not going to be nearly as good as what you've been brought to the shop with. In fact, the average sort of discount that we're seeing across the board is only about 10-20%. And I think if you were to ask the average person on the street, they would be expecting to see, you know, 40, 50, even 60%. And if you add to the idea that you get yourself all hyped up and excited to go and get this, you know, half price laptop, and you get to the shop and you beat all the crowds and you elbow all the grannies out of the way, the laptop's gone, right? So what happens is you still have that feeling of wanting the laptop. So you're going to probably console yourself with that loss by buying anything else. And the retailers know this. We have really strong associations with shopping and positive feelings. So we're going to look for something to make us feel better. So we missed out on that half price laptop, but a slightly reduced laptop that's within eye line, we still have the money in our pocket, you know, maybe that's good enough. And that's typically what we see happening. So you end up spending a lot more than you intend to, and you end up buying many more items than you plan. That's the desire to shop.
Right. There is something called charm pricing, or the left digit effect. And I think we all probably know this, but are we still seduced by this? And can you explain what it is to everyone?
Absolutely. Charm pricing is 100% something that we are all familiar with and probably think from a rational perspective, we know what it's all about. So it's something when you see maybe a coat or jacket at maybe €49.95 rather than €50. Mm. And we know that it's actually €50, right? But in actuality, I'd hazard a guess that most of us have been caught out by it a few times. Your brain will read that price from right to left, or from left to right, excuse me. Mm. And so that process of reading $49.95, it starts with the four. So before your brain or your mind has completely tabulated the €50 price, it's read the four and it's already determined that the price is closer to 40 than 50, even though that's not actually the case.
It's only 5 cents away.
And if you put that into the context of, yeah, it's only a little bit away, right? Yeah. But in the context of Black Friday, you're in a really intense situation where there's potentially lots of other deals to be considered. The offer is expiring within an hour or a couple of hours. And then you've got all of these other complicated discounts going on where you get an extra 20% off if you buy it today, and you get an extra 20% off if you're part of the value club. So you'd be totally forgiven for thinking that you're getting, you know, a huge amount off the price. But very often when we step back and we look at the savings that are made, they're not nearly as impressive as we might first think. And that's really down to that intense shopping situation that's created in stores and online.
There are often conspiracy theories, and in fact I'm seeing some of them even come in on the WhatsApp line, the text line now. Maybe not conspiracy theories, too strong a term, but that retailers, you know, haven't actually reduced something, that they've just hiked the displayed RRP and it was never 999 or it was never, you know, €69. It was always 40. That isn't true though, is it? Because I mean, from an advertising point of view, there are standards that everyone has to adhere to.
For sure, there are standards that they have to adhere to, but there are places where certain retailers, and I really don't think it's all retailers, but certain retailers will operate, you know, maybe on the fringe of what's considered good practice, right? And they can do that really easily by just advertising the promotional price really, really large. So you've seen that, I'm sure, you know, where something is reduced from apparently €200 and it's now €50 if you buy it today. That €50 is so alluring to the eye, and it's so large in the ad, that we don't really as consumers stop and problematize it and think, actually, was this ever really €200? We are just so enticed by the potential saving. We even forget about what the product we're buying is. We start justifying that purchase and saying to ourselves, oh, I wonder who I could buy that for. Maybe I do need that €10 duvet set, or maybe I do need a unicorn cocktail maker or something like that.
Sorry, where did you see the unicorn cocktail maker? Because I definitely need to get one of those, Sarah.
I have two on the way. I didn't actually need both of them, so I'll send it over
really
to you.
Look, Declan Galway makes a point, and it's probably the best one that you can make, which is, he says, for me, a bargain's only a bargain if you buy something you'd planned on buying for a lower price than you planned on paying. So that's the truth of it.
Absolutely, it is the truth of it. And if interestingly, there's been so much done on the whole phenomenon of Black Friday, and we can see that people are really, really strategic before they go anywhere near a shop, be it online or brick and mortar. They might even have, you know, plans and almost looking at the map of the store, figuring out how they're going to buy just what it is they want to buy. But because this is such an experience, because shopping gives us such a high, we often see that people become really aggressive, become totally over the top trying to get deals. So they buy a whole load of nonsense that they didn't need or loads of products that they never actually wanted, elbowing people out of the way. And then they pop up to the counter and they end up, still paying 80, 90% of the ticket price. So we're totally irrational despite planning to be very logical and rational.
Look, it's all great advice. I think we'll all hopefully not find ourselves sitting on websites because obviously we can't even go into the stores, most of them, and buying things very we don't true. Need. But Sarah Strange, lecturer in marketing at TU Dublin, thanks so much for explaining all that to us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks a million. Happy shopping.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.